welcome to Word and Work and Intersection. I'm your host, Dale Meyer. This hour, we will visit with Peter Mayer, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, who tours every holiday season with his Stars and Promises show. It features original holiday songs, as well as familiar Christmas classics, and we'll be sampling some of them later in this hour. But first, let's go to Amber Hirsch with the latest from Concordia Seminary.
Thanks, Dr. Meyer. Concordia Seminary's fall semester ends December 14th, and students will have time off from their studies to enjoy the holidays with family and friends. Coming in January will be Concordia Seminary's annual pre-Lenten workshop, designed to help pastors in developing their worship resources for Lent. This year's event will be held on Friday, January 25th, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and will be hosted by Dr. Reed Lessing of St. Michael Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. His discussion on the sermon series, Let My People Go, will explore what the Exodus means for us as Christians. What it shows us about God, and in the process, gives us a portrait of who Jesus is for us. You can register online by visiting the Concordia Seminary website at csl.edu. I'm Amber Hirsch reporting.
Welcome to Word and Work and Intersection. I'm your host, Dale Meyer. Joining us today via telephone is Peter Mayer, singer, songwriter, guitarist. The Stars and Promises Christmas show is an annual tour for you, Peter. Thanks for joining us, and tell us how the tour began.
Dr. Meyer, it's a pleasure to be with you all. This has been a kind of a high point of my year for almost 20 years now. I have always been a great lover of Christmas music, growing up in the church and sustaining it now every year since. I love singing those carols we celebrate every Christmas. And my idea was to combine some of those traditional carols with original carols. And the reason the original carols came about was a pastor of mine asked me to, if I was interested in composing a Christmas Eve song. That led to many others over the years, and my wonderful brother Jim, namesake of my father, James Mayer, came up with the idea to do Stars and Promises album together, and we proceeded to take that then on tour. And one year, Dr. Meyer grew into almost 20 now.
Wow. And feel free to call me Dale.
Okay.
Please. And we're so glad you're here. Now, the tour is going to make a stop in St. Louis, which is the home of Concordia Seminary. I understand you're going to be in St. Louis on December the 19th. The show typically sells out. So listeners, you'll want to get your tickets as soon as you can. St. Louis is a special place in your life, I understand. Tell us about that, Peter.
So it is, yes. I actually was born in India, lived there. Well, my parents were missionaries there, but lived there only till I was 8, and then we moved to the United States, and that would be St. Louis, Missouri. I lived there at least 35-plus years. I'm not going to count them off the top of my head now, but went through all my grade school years at Webster Gardens Lutheran and Lutheran High South. Oh, my gosh. I have just a deep connection to St. Louis. Some of my songs, one of the songs we sing each Christmas called This Town, talks about how you have there's a story down every avenue, and that can certainly be true about hometown St. Louis. I met my wife there, Patricia, and had my kids there, so really, really strong history. And the Sheldon concert is part of that history. It's just unbelievable each time, Dale, how people come to greet us afterwards. And I'm going to say 3/4 of the people I know from my early days in St. Louis. So it's pretty amazing.
That's great. And it's going to be December 19th at the Sheldon?
That's right, at the beautiful Sheldon Concert Hall. The last couple of years it has sold out. I am proud to say that we've been part of this community of people, this band that's toured for this many years, and it's kept growing. So we encourage any of you out there who find a resonance in this music to come on out and see us. And if you haven't already, maybe get your tickets a little earlier because it has been a sellout.
That's great advice. This year's Stars and Promises title is A Junk Man's Christmas. And that's interesting. You've also released a new musical album of the same name, and it has a song in it, Junk Man's Christmas. And make sure I'm getting this correctly, Peter. You're also coming out with a new book, A Junk Man's Christmas Eve. So could you sort all of that junk out, junk man stuff out for us?
You have that right, Dale. I'm not even sure I can get this straight. But many years, I'm going to quickly give you that history. I had a Christmas experience with my father many years ago. Since we were touring every year for Christmas, that experience inspired a song called A Junk Man's Christmas, about a person who lived regularly in a very messy, junked-up shop and whose life was spent fixing broken, used-up, insignificant things to too many people anymore. I loved that theme. I thought it resonated very well with the Christ child in Bethlehem and the world being transformed at Christmas, where things that are insignificant or have grown to insignificance, like hope, peace, and joy, are reborn again. And so that was really the inception of the song. From that song, believe it or not, I started imagining another story of Ernie the Junk Man in a junk shop and his journey to Christmas. And that journey became the children adults book. It's a beautifully illustrated book called The Junk Man's Christmas Eve.
So there is a show at the Sheldon in St. Louis, but you do it other places as well. There's the CD, Junk Man's Christmas, and thirdly, the book, Junk Man's Christmas Eve. Three things, correct?
Yes, that is correct, Dale. We do about 15 shows each year. So it's a very busy holiday season, which keeps me on the road, but I truly love it.
And I trust you have a website where people who are not in the St. Louis area can discover if you're going to be in their area.
That's right. www.petermayer.com is always a place that you can go to get information on the tour. Feel free to visit that for a bio and information on the new book and the tour and all that. Yes, that's a good place to start.
www.petermayer.com. And I have to say, Mayer is M-A-Y-E-R, another corruption of M-E-Y-E-R, my name.
I believe it. In fact, Dale, I think you and I, our last name was pronounced exactly the same in Germany, but eventually became, I think, somehow Americanized, you know, through Mayer instead of Meyer.
I believe it. And there may have been some world wars that helped that development. So now I understand A Junk Man's Christmas is played on some odd instruments?
Yes. What we've done is, at this part of the show in which we perform this song, we decided we'd each gather up whatever odd, broken thing we could find. Sometimes it's been a falling apart cello that the bass player played, or a child's violin that was big enough to almost stick inside your coat. I would play a cracked guitar or a guitar with maybe only three or four strings. And we let the broken sound just resonate for what it is, letting the lyrics attempt to convey to all the crowd that happens to come that night that Christmas is the time when the old, the shadow becomes light, the old becomes new, that those old and young are celebrated and found with new significance. That's kind of the point. And it's kind of funny because our flute player has before done his solo blowing bubbles into a water glass. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But it's a lot of fun. It kind of lightens up the rest of the spirit of the show.
And it sounds like it also brings out the Christ theme in a new and impactful way.
We only hope so. And I'm also just a big believer in inclusion. And what we try to do is invite a child or three, or for that matter, anybody or three, to join in on one of the slide whistles or whatever, as long as they follow my instructions.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have a rendition of A Junk Man's Christmas recorded at a previous show. Here's a taste of Stars and Promises.
to study to an astronaut. Puts a tin can star on top. The string of lights always gives him a shock. It's a junk man's Christmas. Greasy carburetor candle holders. Angels made of old toy soldiers. This leaky shop couldn't get any colder. It's a junk man's Christmas Eve. But there's a worn-out clock that he loves the best. Stuck at 11 since he don't know when. It gives him some time to change his mind before the night is through. If you've got anything left to give, this song is for you. Crooked arrows and keyless lock. Rusted dreams in his old toolbox. That bruised believer, he's taking his knocks. He's a junk man's Christmas Eve. But there's that worn-out clock that he loves the best. Stung at 11 since he don't know when. Gives him some time to change his mind before the night is through. If you've got anything left to love, this song is for you.
Again, petermayer.com is where you can learn more information about Peter's, well, I'd call it a ministry, right?
Yeah, that's such a, it's such a colorful word that you can go to any corner of it and find a new meaning, a new way that it becomes practice in the world, that I play here with Jimmy Buffett. I'm currently in Key West, Florida, talking to you, Dale. And then I'm playing in churches in the holidays and other parts of the year. So that ministry extends to life in God's beautifully created world amongst God's beautifully created people.
Yeah, well, let's back this truck up. You said you play with Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, I have for almost 30 years now. It's almost embarrassing. I like to tell people I started when I was 10, so they don't think I'm too old. But the truth be known, it's been a long time, and I'm very, very thankful for this time. I didn't always understand what a great situation I had there, Dale. It was extremely different than the music I was playing at the time. Jimmy was popular. He had Margaritaville and a few other songs that kind of celebrate the beach life, the party life. And so what started as a whim grew into a relationship with him that kind of opened a window to show me not only what a great person he is, but an amazing songwriter and an amazing verb for life, too. And I've been a part of that for many years.
Well, what a unique experience you've had. I mean, you've played on stages around the world. You've appeared on The Tonight Show, Good Morning America, and a whole long list. I have to throw in here, too, that you provided the music for Concordia Seminary's film Walther, about C.F.W. Walther, and I thank you for that. We really appreciated your effort in helping us produce that movie. What's a day look like in your life?
You know, in a time, Dale, like the last 2 months, it's been very, very busy. Each day has been working on bringing this book to fruition, you know, given that it's actually released today. That's been working with the artist and with this incredible team of people I have with me that has assisted me in getting this work out. And it's also, so one moment, Dale, I'm on the phone saying, hey, who's going to do the licensing for this? And in the next moment, I turn on my recording machines at home and I start recording backup vocals for the album. And then I go walk my dogs in Nashville, Tennessee. And then I run back and talk to my wife about the plumbing and all, you know what I mean? So it is a lazy Susan of interesting things. And I think the one thing that I'm trying to draw closer to in wisdom lately is just when to have rest time. I think that's a temptation for all of us to get addicted to our to-do list.
Yeah, that leads me to another question. The title of our program is Word and Work. And tell me about faith and rest in this hectic life that you lead.
Well, Dale, I was hoping you would tell me about faith and rest. I'm here to learn, brother. Well, I'll tell you a little bit that I know. Is that I went through a serious health crisis back 5 years, just about 5 years ago, and I lost my dear father to cancer at 59, and I dealt with some of the same issues. And it was a real storm that came clearing out the furniture of my house. And by that, I mean, it really made me rethink some of my pillars and foundations of faith. And that has included just a daily 20 minutes to half an hour of quiet prayer and meditation time, in which I do reading, in which I really try to be silent and available. My parents passed on to me their beautiful tradition as Christians, as Lutherans, that I hold to this day. And what I had tried to do is just be open as God shows me ways to be more open to those in need around me. Because believe it or not, this rock and roll life can be very self-centered. And I search for ways to become more open to heal not only myself, of course, and stay well, but also to heal those around me. And so that's kind of where I feel the call to faith lately. I feel God is speaking to us, but one of the things that we are weak at is actually stopping and listening. And that's why I mentioned rest with you a moment ago.
Yeah, I think that's an addiction we have, our devices, our activities. And essentially it comes down to a works righteousness, that I'm going to somehow be saved and acceptable to God and others by all the activities I do. And we do have to work, I get that. But in the last analysis, we're saved by grace, by Jesus. So you're not the only one that struggles with it. I know all of us here at the seminary do, all our listeners do as well. I imagine it's probably strange to do a Jimmy Buffett concert one night and then something in church the next.
Well, I think that's been part of my journey to attempt to be more open-hearted. I will say this up front, I don't agree with everything that I'm asked to play behind each and every night. Let's say I don't like those lyrics to all the songs, and I may not decide myself to go that direction. But I've seen an aspect of grace and of life, partly, Dale, in humor and a lightness and verve for living that I see as the grace of God, in all that I get to work with, including Jimmy. And, oh, my goodness, I got a chance to meet Paul McCartney a couple of years ago. But I really feel called to, because I have always been very quick to judgment. And I think judgment is necessary in terms of making important decisions. But I do think that I've closed my life often to people that have God's word, actually, to pass on to me. And if I listen, I can sometimes be more open and be able to be changed, to grow more closer to God. So I think that's how I pair that difference, Dale, from the crazy crowds and into a church service, and that I still find great beauty in that tradition of gathering together as a community of Christ and in worship and practice and community. It's just so important.
Well, there is nothing in the Bible that tells us to lead a solitary life. We do need rest, obviously. We do need to withdraw with other Christians. But I'm aware of no command that says we should become hermits and stay away from the world the way it really is. I mean, we're supposed to be salt and light in this world. I would guess that there are Jimmy Buffett fans who come to hear Stars and Promises solely because they know you are a member of the band. And frankly, these folks may never hear the Christmas message in any other way. We're going to take a short break, but then we'll be right back with Peter Mayer and his Christmas music. Stay with us.
Concordia Seminary St. Louis provides continuing education resources for pastors and lay people. To discover all that Concordia Seminary has for you, visit us on the web at csl.edu.
Welcome to Word and Work and Intersection. I'm your host, Dale Meyer. Joining us today via telephone is Peter Mayer, singer, songwriter, guitarist, who tours every holiday season with his show, Stars and Promises. It features original holiday songs as well as familiar, dear Christmas classics. Peter, you mentioned your father originally telling you the Junkman's Christmas story. Your early life wasn't a typical child's life. Would you tell us about that?
Yes. My father, Jim, and my mother, Sammy, or Selma, went over very young. My father was 25, my mom was 23, to India as Lutheran missionaries. It was 1949, right after Indian independence. And they went over with a little baby, my eldest sister, and proceeded to have seven more children, if you can believe it, over the next 17 years in India. Now, they did get a furlough every 5 years or so, but we had school, was in boarding school, which was about a six-hour drive up the Ghat Mountains. And our holiday time, our Christmases, were spent back in Banyan Buddy, a tiny town next to a little bigger city, Ambur, where my father preached. My father went out on motor scooter each and every day almost and helped build some churches and Kolar gold fields. And, it was pretty amazing. But I grew up in the beautiful, countryside of India with beautiful Indian people. But it was definitely a different beginning than what I lived afterwards in St. Louis, Missouri.
Was he one of the first missionaries that we sent to India?
Not one of the first, but I'm going to guess and say it was the second or third generation, Dale, because he went over very young and then stayed a long time when other younger missionaries were coming in. And he also then was when we went back to the States, he was Area Secretary for Missions in Southeast Asia. So I think they got to a point after so many years where their parents were aging and they realized their kids were growing up in high school, going on into college, and it was time to head back to the States. Mm.
Well, in Peter's song, Christmas Overture, you can hear some Indian influences, I think, from those missionary years that he described. See if you can pick them out, listeners.
Thank you.
I heard Joy to the World at the end, among others. Next, Peter, is your rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain. And this has a bit of a blues sound to it. How did this song take shape?
Well, one of the things I've done is try to take traditional carols and also lend my own voice to them or try something different with them. My father loved choral music, but I also grew up on rock and roll. So in this particular song, we tried to do a very bluesy, funky version with some percussion, and then get kind of a choir of guys and girls around us to sing on the chorus. I've always loved this song a bunch, and it often closes our show, but this is just our own bluesy rendition.
So listeners, here it is. Go Tell It on the Mountain. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Is there a story behind this song?
Well, the story is simply this, that I may not be the biggest fan of every lyric in this song. I'm a big lyric person. I love the word and the power of each word. But I tell you what, when word meets a melody and harmony, I really believe that some third party enters the room. And it conveys feelings and emotions that are beyond what the words simply say, as we know with many sacred texts. And that's what happened to me with this song. I've always been a lover of this song, and I went ahead and scored a string trio arrangement of it that I could use some of my jazz training to explore the harmonies. But that's basically the history of that song.
Thanks. Let's listen.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your hearts be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Ever dear to us once
Angels We Have Heard on High is only your guitar and your voice. Although sometimes it sounds like you've got more than one guitar going on there. You've been doing this song for quite a long time, I understand.
Yes, I'm a huge lover of guitar music, and I took this song and arranged it for guitar. I'm changing the meter a little bit, actually. It's usually in 4/4 time, I believe, and I put it into 6/8 time, and it kind of enabled me to play a little guitar pattern over it, and I decided to just keep it guitar and voice, kind of like the way Silent Night was written way back when by Franz Grubitz.
Thank you. sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Peter, you've got an old song on your new CD. It's called Hey Joseph. Interesting title. Tell us about that one.
Well, this was written many years ago, and I'm going to be dead honest with you. I never liked the song that much. I thought it was just a little bit overstated, Dale, but fans and friends of mine kept saying, why don't you put that song on a record? So I finally decided to do that this year. And the theme of this song I really do love, and it's all about how there's so many pivotal in the Christmas story, Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Often I felt that Joseph wasn't overlooked, but Joseph kind of got the shadow figure role, and I thought, I really identify with that. And I think many people do, of how am I significant in this? Am I just expected to walk forward in faith even when I don't know what's happening? I really loved that role, and I decided to explore it in this song.
That's great. Let's listen.
Keep walking.
Peter, I'd like to thank you for being with us today and sharing your Yuletide spirit. A Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. I just wanted to say thank you, and it's been an honor to talk with you.
You know, I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot, and I hope our listeners are going to go to petermayer.com. Your Stars and Promises tour is still going on for a few days. Your new book, A Junk Man's Christmas Eve, is out, as well as the album, A Junk Man's Christmas. So listeners, petermayer.com. And you'll find the news and other CDs and tour information at that website. Thank you, listeners. We're going to finish out this hour with Peter's rendition of Silent Night. For Word and Work and Intersection, I'm Dale Meyer. Have a blessed Christmas.
Still under the stars.
I'm Dale Meyer, and this has been Word and Work and Intersection. A Merry Christmas to you.